Okay, good morning. Thank you very much for coming. Thank you, Raz, for the Dvar Torah. Today's daf is Daf Yud Beis, page 12. Let's go back to a little bit of what the topic is on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. On Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the concept that was introduced was the concept of Lev Bezdin Masna Alehem. The heart of the court makes a condition about them, which means that when the court buys sheep for Karbanos Tamid, so they would use half shekels to... When they would use half shekels to... The half shekels that were donated to buy sheep for the Karbanos Tamid, so they would store the sheep in the Lishkas Hatzlaim. When they would buy the sheep, they had intent... These sheep are Karbanos Tamid, except if we don't need them to be Karbanos Tamid. If we're going to end up using enough sheep, we're going to have four of these extra. So those four that are going to be extra will not be Karbanos Tamid. Rather, they will be holy with Kedushas Damim, with the holy of the value. They're not intrinsically holy with Kedushas Aguf. They'll be holy with the holiness of the value. So once they're holy, once we're at the end of the year and we're left with those four... So we've discovered the four that the court was thinking they might not end up having Kedushas Aguf. So now, once they only have Kedushas Tam, they only have the holiness of value, that holiness of value can be removed, put onto coins. Now the sheep are no longer holy. Once they're no longer holy, so now you can take the new half shekels and buy them again to be able to use them for this coming year. So this is the concept of Lev Bezdin Masna Aleihem. The heart of the court makes it an implicit condition. We saw the Gemara talked about another example of this. Would be Ktoret, when you have leftover Ktoret at the end of the year, and you can't use it because it was bought from last year's half shekels. You want to use it this coming year. You need it to be bought from this year's half shekels. So again, the same thing. The leftover Ktoret, we assume the court, when they bought all this Ktoret, had an implicit condition that whatever won't be needed will not have the holiness intrinsically, will only have a holiness of value, and then that holiness of value can be removed. So how do we remove it? We give coins from the half shekels to the craftsman who made the Ktoret. That way these coins lose their holiness. Once these coins lose their holiness, because they were paid to the craftsman, then we move the Ktoret onto the coins. The holiness of the Ktoret is now in the coins. Now the Ktoret is not holy, so now we take this Ktoret, which isn't holy, and we give it to the craftsmen as the payment of their wages, and then we take the new half shekels, and with the new half shekels we buy this old Ktoret. So now the Ktoret was bought from new half shekels, and it could be used this coming year. Another example where we saw the concept of Lev Bezdin Masna Alehem was in regards to Parah Aduma, because we learned that if you have a Parah Aduma, you're preparing a Parah Aduma, and now you find a nicer Parah Aduma, so you can replace the current one with the nicer one. How could you replace it? You're in the middle. You're in the middle of the service. Even if it's before the slaughter, maybe it's even after the slaughter. The answer you'd have to say is this answer, that Lev Bezdin Masna Alehem, that the court makes a condition when they buy the Parah Aduma for the sake of the nation, that if they'll find a nicer one, this Parah Aduma is not going to be the Parah Aduma that'll be the red cow. Rather, this will just be holy for the holiness of its value. Since it's only holy with the holiness of its value, it can be removed, and something else can take its place. David, you had a question? Okay, so that was the discussion. So now the Gemara says, if we just look here, seven lines from the bottom, on Yud Aleph from the base, says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, Les le lev bezdin masna leyen. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with this concept. Rabbi Shimon does not believe that when the court purchases something, so they have an implicit thought that it might not end up having sanctity. So Amar Rav Yidi bar Avin, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Yochanan. Because Rav Yidi bar Avin says the name of Rav Amram, the name of Rav Yochanan. Remember, our whole discussion was from Ula in the name of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yidi bar Avin says, Tmidin shlo hutzuchu letzibur, those extra karbanos tamid that we don't need to bring them. So the divrei Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, Ein niftin tmimin. You cannot redeem them unless they get a blemish. But if they don't have a blemish, you can't redeem them. The devar chachamim niftin tmimin. But the chachamim, Rabbi Yochanan says, they're the ones who said what I said the other day. They're the ones who say that even if they are whole and unblemished, you can redeem them. Because once it turns out that these are the sheep that are left over, so these sheep automatically don't have the full intrinsic sanctity. And since they don't have the intrinsic sanctity, the holiness can be removed from them. Asks the Gemara, V'rabbanan depli yaled Rabbi Shimon mayninu. So who are these rabbis that Rabbi Yochanan says disagree with Rabbi Shimon? Where did Rabbi Yochanan find rabbis disagreeing with Rabbi Shimon? Inim rabbanan dektores, if it's from the fact that we said about the ktores, that the Rabbanan said, if you had leftover ktores, so you could redeem it. Well, maybe there's a difference. Shiny ktores lav bara'iyahi. Ktores, what's your other option? You can't say, let the ktores go out to pasture till it gets a blemish. Ktores is incense. It can't get a blemish. So then, in ktores, where there's no other option, then maybe lev bezdin masna land. The court makes a condition when it sanctifies the ktores, that if it won't be needed, it won't have the whole sanctity. It won't have the intrinsic sanctity. But maybe in regards to karbanos tamid, in regards to sheep, the court doesn't make such a condition. And when you have leftover sheep, you can't redeem it onto money. Rather, they need to go pasture and get a blemish. And only once they get a blemish can they be redeemed. Shani k'toros la bari'i. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, it's Rabbanan depara. It's the Rabbanan in regards to paraduma. They said that if you had a paraduma, and you find, and you're about to prepare it, you find a nicer paraduma, so you already purchased this paraduma, you got a nicer paraduma, so you drop this one and you use a new one. So how could you drop this one? Must be because it's lev bezdin masna lam, so you can remove the sanctity. Maybe not. Maybe there also there's a difference why you don't need it, why there you can remove sanctity. Dilma, maybe the Rabbanan say in regards to paraduma that lev bezdin masna lehem, because shiny paraduma yikarin. Paraduma is very rare, and it's a very expensive thing. It's very, very expensive. So because it's very expensive, so there the rabbis, when they buy it, they make a condition that if we're going to need it, it's going to be paraduma. If we're not going to need it, it won't be paraduma, because we're dealing with a high expense item. But when they use the half shekels to buy karbanos tamid, these are not expensive items. So then maybe there is no such thing as lev bezdin masna lehem, where the court makes a condition. Ella, so the Gemara says, rather, Rabbanan to Amrulo. I'll tell you where it is, the Rabbanan. It's the Rabbanan of our Mishnah. What do we have in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah has a four-way dispute. What's the role of the different goats that are sin offerings as part of musaf sacrifices? There's a goat that's a sin offering that goes on the outer altar as part of the musaf sacrifice on Yom Kippur. There's a goat that's a sin offering that's part of the musaf sacrifice of Rosh Chodesh. There's a goat that's a sin offering that's part of the musaf of Yom Tov. And we have a dispute. What's the role of these goats? So one opinion is that they each do something different. That's the view of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, the goat of Yom Kippur is for someone who contaminated the temple. He had knowledge after, and he'd never had knowledge before. The goat of Rosh Chodesh is for a pure person who eats contaminated sacred meat. The goat of a holiday is for someone who didn't know before and didn't know after. And we saw other opinions. So now, in our Mishnah, it says, they said to him, what happens if you had a goat of Yom Kippur and it went missing? So you had separated this goat to be brought on Yom Kippur as part of the Musaf. It went missing. So you had to, Yom Kippur service has to take place. So you found a different goat and you brought that one. And then 2 days later, you find this original goat. So what are we going to do with it? Can we bring it on Sukkos? So Rabbi Shimon said, yeah, you can bring it on Sukkos. So how can you bring it on Sukkos? Sukkos is for no lack of knowledge before and lack of knowledge after. This goat was separated for Yom Kippur, where it was only for lack of knowledge, knowledge after, without knowledge before. So how would you do it? That was the question that they asked Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara suggests like this. So Gemara says, okay, let's read the Gemara. So Ela Rabbanan de Amrulo. So it's the Rabbanan of Amrulo. In other words, what's their question? They say to Rabbi Shimon, how could you say that the goat that got lost that went and was now found can be brought on a later date? Either later date, according to you, is doing something different than the earlier date goat was supposed to do. Now the person asking the question, why is it not a problem for him? So the Gemara says like this, Mimai, who says Rabbi Yehuda, he, that it's Rabbi Yehuda asking the question, V'achi Karmelein, what he's telling him is like this. I also think that the different dates accomplish different things. But, Bishmal Didi, according to me, it's not such a problem. Damina Lev Bezdin Masna Aleim, because I believe that when a goat is purchased, when any animal is purchased by the nation, the court that purchases things makes a condition. If we're going to need it for its purpose, it'll be used for its purpose. If not, it won't have that sanctity. So who's to say that's what's going on? And I say Lev Bezdin Masna Aleim, and therefore I'm Atulahachi, now that we've arrived at this point, and we lost the goat and we found it. Yikravu, now the condition of the court was triggered, so now it could be brought for something else. El didach, ta'amrit lo, but you who don't believe in Lev Bezdin Masna Aleim. So now what are you going to do? So Amai Yikravu, why are you saying you could bring the goat of Yom Kippur that went missing on Sukkot? But maybe that's not the question. Dilma, maybe the way to read the Mishnah is the way we read the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir, the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda challenging Rabbi Shimon, saying to me it's not a problem because I believe in Lev Bezdin Masna Aleim. But to you it's a problem. Maybe it's Rabbi Meir challenging Rabbi Shimon. V'achi Karmelein, this is what he's telling him. Bishmul didid, amina kol asirim kaparasan shaveh. I believe that all goats that are sin offerings accomplish the same thing. They all atone for three things. They all atone for knowledge after with no knowledge before, no knowledge before and no knowledge after, and a pure person who eats contaminated sacred meat. So therefore, since they're all accomplishing the same things, Mishumachi Kravu. That's why if you lose the goat of Yom Kippur and then you later find it, you could bring it on Sukkis. But according to you, Amai Kravu, why should you be able to bring the goat of Yom Kippur that gets lost over on Sukkis? After all, they're not for the same thing. And maybe there is no question of Lev Bezdin Masna Aleim. So the Gemara says, where did Rabbi Yochanan know the point of what he said yesterday and what he says again today, that he says that according to the majority, there's this concept of Lev Bezdin Matna Aleim, that the court makes a condition, that when the court uses the half shekels to purchase the sheep that will be used for Karbanos Tamid, they made a condition. If we need these sheep as Karbanos Tamid, they're going to have the sanctity of Karbanos. Otherwise, they have the sanctity of Bet HaKabayis. They have the sanctity of value, but they don't have the sanctity of intrinsic sanctity for sacrifices. And that condition gets triggered at the end of the year. Who says anyone believes in such a condition? Ella, so apparently the answer is Rabbi Yochanan Gemira Gamir La. Rabbi Yochanan had a tradition about it. His tradition was, L'divri Rabbi Shimon, a niftin, according to Rabbi Shimon, come the end of the year and you have extra karbanos tamid, you can't redeem them the way they are, you have to first allow them to get a blemish, then you can redeem them. L'divri chachamim, but according to the chachamim, niftin, they can be redeemed the way they are, because lev bestin masna aleim. So Gemara now asks, L'divri Rabbi Shimon, now according to Rabbi Shimon, the Lesle Lev Bezdin Masna Aleim, who doesn't believe that the court made a condition to remove their sanctity if it turns out that they're not needed. So now my Avdin Luhu. So what are we going to do with these leftover Karbanos Tamid? Am Rav Yitzchak, Am Rav Yochanan, Makitzin Bahenes HaMizbeach. We use it to adorn the altar. There's something called Kayitz HaMizbeach. The altar should always be busy. So we know the altar, first thing in the morning, there's a Karban Tamid on the altar. Then people start bringing their sacrifices. This person had a donation of a nedava. This person maybe has to bring a chatas. What happens if there's no one here right now? Nobody has an offering to bring. So what, the altar's going to go down? The fire's going to go out? We're going to let it be shut? No, we never allow that. So what do? We have to have, added animals that we can always bring in. That's called kayetz hamizbeach, to keep prettifying. What's that?
The men's club.
So keep filling the altar. So these animals, these are karbanos tamid. Now a tamid is an ola. So anyway, kayetz hamizbeach is usually olos. So these things were bought from the money of last year. Okay, the money of last year can only be used for the obligatory sacrifices of last year have to come from last year's money. The obligatory sacrifices of this year come from this year's money. That's all true. But in terms of Kayetz HaMizbeach, to keep the altar busy, you can use anything which is an Ola to keep the altar busy. So since these things are Olos, they can be used for Kayetz HaMizbeach. So they are used for Kayetz HaMizbeach.
Rabbi, the court was taking care of all these things, judgment, cheshbon, everything.
Sure,
the,
yeah.
The to run the temple. Money, do this, do that, the whole
Rabbi's
thing.
Rabbi's always very busy.
It was all done by court. Busy,
yeah. These supplemental offerings, were these a kapara for anything or no?
No, they're just to keep the mizbeach going.
And who eats them? Or do they get
no, they're olos. They're nobody eats them. They're burnt. Nobody eats them. They're olos. Nobody can eat them.
Okay.
David, a question.
Is there an explanation anywhere why, like,
yeah, there are people who've suggested, I mean, it's not in the Gemara, Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch, in his commentary to the book of Vayikra, so he tries to give an explanation why certain sins have a bull, other sins a sheep and a goat, and there's a whole book called Jewish Symbolism, where he tries to explain what he thinks are the symbolic nature of these different sacrifices. No. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak taught, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no concept of Lev Bezdin Masna Aleihem. The court doesn't make conditions that if things don't work out, it doesn't have full sanctity. But Moder Mobadu Rabbi Shimon is saying the leftover olos will go for Kayetz HaMizbeach. Mode Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon will agree, b'seirei chatas, if we have an issue of goats that were purchased for sin offerings as part of a musaf, right? Let's say it was purchased for the musaf of Yom Tov, or the musaf of Yom Kippur, or the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Shein makitzin begufan. So let's say you had a situation where the goat went missing. So you had to bring another goat. Now you find the goat that had gone missing. You can't use this goat itself as Kayetz HaMizbeach, because this goat was a chatas. So you have to wait for this goat to get a blemish. Once it gets a blemish, you can redeem its holiness onto money. With money, you can buy olos that will go onto the Mizbeach. You have to translate them into value, and with their value, you can buy animals that'll be olos, and those olos can go to keep the Mizbeach busy.
What happens if it doesn't go blemished?
Then you can't do anything until it gets blemished. But if you leave it out for a long time, eventually it'll get blemished. Yeah. So, the Gemara explains why. Why is there a difference between the leftover karbanos tamid, which can go, they themselves will go for Kayetz HaMizbeach, whereas leftover chatos will not themselves go for Kayetz HaMizbeach, but rather they will be turned into money, and the money will go for Kayetz HaMizbeach. Explains the Gemara, the reason why, because hachahu d'mei kara ola, when you have tamids, initially they were olos. Vahashta ola. And they're still olos. Aval hasam. But in regards to achatas, to make karachatas, they were separated as chatos. Now, you didn't get to bring them as achatas. Now you want to bring it as an ola. So the truth is, technically you could. But there's a gzeira why you can't. Hashta ola. Now you want to bring it as an ola. Gzeira liachar kapara. Atu lifne kapara. There's a decree. The decree is like this. If we would allow a person to bring it now as an ola, because another chatas was brought in for this, what this chatas was supposed to accomplish, then maybe some other person another time will bring this chatas even before another chatas was brought in its place. And he'll bring this chatas as an ola. That you can't do. So because people might offer things lifnei kapara, therefore even though now this animal, what it was supposed to accomplish was already accomplished by something else, it's li'acha kapara, we can't bring it as an ola itself, we have to turn it into money, and with the money we buy olos.
Why would that happen? If you found it before the other one went up, it's already not available to be the chakras? It went missing, that's how this happened.
Right.
And then they brought another
chatas
in to replace it, but they haven't yet burned it.
They brought another chatas, but this one... Now they find...
There was no kapara yet, right?
No. You're asking about lifnei kapara?
Yeah.
Lifnei kapara, we're worried that if people can... If an animal that was a chatas can eventually be brought as an ola, then next time people will say, I know I dedicated it as a chatas, but I can switch and just offer it as an ola.
Right,
and that would be a problem because if it's dedicated as a chatas, you can't bring it. You can't switch it. The only idea of being able to switch because something else was brought in its place already as the chatas, so now it's just leftover. So therefore, you can't do it. Amar Abaye Abaye Sarafana Nami Tnina. We also learned in a brisa that according to Rabbi Shimon, if the karban chatas goes missing, something else was brought in its place, and then it's found, you don't bring it as Kayetz HaMizbeach, but you use its money for Kayetz HaMizbeach. So we learned in a brisa, Par v'sayer shel Yom HaKippurim she'avdu, if the bull or goat of Yom Kippur go missing, v'hifrish acherim tachteyem, and so he brought other animals in their place. Or v'chein tzir avodah zarah shavdu. Let's say there were goats for the sin of the community having followed a wrong ruling about avodah zarah. So the community has to bring atonement of goats. So the goats for avodah zarah had been separated, then they went missing. V'hifrish acherim tachteim, and others were brought in their place. So now these leftover goats that are found, Kulan Yamusu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says this is part of the halacha l'Moshe Misinai, that chatas shenevda, chatas that went missing, dies. However, Blaz Rabbi Shimon say, since these are communal chatos, they don't die. Yiru achi yistavu, but rather they pasture till they get a blemish. Once they get a blemish, you can redeem their sanctity, v'imachru, then you sell them, v'yiplu d'meyam l'nedavan. With the money, you buy animals that will go as olos, as gifts. Why don't they say they die? Shein chatas tzibur mesa, because they say the communal chatos don't die if they went missing. So one second. They went missing. Others were brought in their place. Then they were found. V'amai. Why does Rabbi Shimon say you have to have them pasture and then redeem it onto money? Nikrivu inu gufayu ola. Let they themselves now be brought as an ola, because you don't need them as a chatas anymore. Alav, apparently, we don't do that. Shemamina, you see, proof to what we just said. If we will allow a chatas that had something else brought for it as the chatas to be brought itself as an ola, then people, even before something is brought for it, might choose to take a chatas and redirect it as an ola and bring it as an ola. That can't be, because it's a chatas. It can't be brought as an ola. Amar Rava. Rava said, I'll bring another proof. Afana nami tnina. We also learned in the following Mishnah in Masechta Yuma. So as we know that there are two goats that are chatao, there are two goats on Yom Kippur that are picked by lots. One goat ends up with the blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's the Sar Lashem. One goat gets taken out to the wilderness and thrown off a cliff, that's the Sayer Lazazel. So we learned that if, let's say, a person, the Kohen Gadol, picked the lots for the goats. And after picking the lot, one of the goats dies. So now he doesn't have the two lots. So then he brings another pair of goats. And again, he pulls the lots. So now you're going to end up with a situation, possibly of two Seirim Lashem or two Seirim Lazazel. So one will, you'll do the mitzvah with it, Vasheni, and the second one, Yirach Yistayv, you let it go out to pasture till it gets a blemish, V'imacher, it gets sold. V'yipludam of l'nadzava, and you use the money to buy olos to keep the mizbeach busy. V'amai, so now why in this case do you have to sell it after it gets a blemish and use the money to buy olos? Yikar v'yuhu gufei ola, let it itself be brought as the ola. Elalav, so you see that even though Rabbi Shimon says that if you have leftover karbanos tamid, they themselves are brought as olos. That's true with leftover karbanos tamid. But when you have leftover chatos, since there's the gzeira, v'achar kapara to lifnei kapara, that if we're going to allow you to bring the leftover chatas after something else was brought for it, if we're going to allow you to bring it as an ola, you might bring a chatas generally as an ola once it was dedicated. So therefore, we don't allow you to do that. So far, we're talking about karbanos tzibur. Ravina said, and I can give you yet another proof to this idea that according to Rabbi Shimon, what was a sin offering cannot now be offered as an ola. Only what was an ola can be offered as an ola. We learned this in a brisa. Asham shemesu balav. Now we're talking about a private sacrifice. A man had to bring a karban asham, and he died. Oh, shenis kapru ba'alav. Or maybe he separated one animal to be his asham. He couldn't find it. He ended up bringing a different animal as his asham for the sin that needed the atonement for. So now what do you do with the leftover asham? Yirachi yistayev. Let it pasture until it gets a blemish. Then once it gets a blemish, v'yimacha, you sell it. V'yipludam of l'nadava. And with that money, you use to buy olos nadava for kayetzam izbeach. Rebbe Lezer says, Yamos, this asham is not needed, so this asham ends up being left to die.
Because asham is kedin chatat, lo rabbi.
Yeah. And Rebbe Lezer Omer, Yavi bedam of Ola. You use its money to bring an Ola. So now let's ask about the Tana Kama, Likrav Hagufa Ola. Let this asham itself be brought as an Ola. Elalav, so you see again the same rule. Gzeira li'acha kapara to lifnei kapara. Shema mina that you have such a gzeira. So what's our problem? If you bring this asham as an ola, the next time someone's going to take an asham, not with something else being taken in its place. He's just going to take an asham and say, you know what, I know I called it an asham, but I'll bring it as an ola. So therefore, because of that gzeira, we don't allow something which was once called asham to be brought as an ola. But its money can be brought as an ola.
When do they bring the two goats, one for Korbanot, one for Azazel?
Yom Kippur,
right? Now they do lottery. How do they do lottery on these two goats?
They had a little container and two pieces and pulled one up which said La Hashem and the other one said La Azazel.
And that's it. This is done. They cannot switch it anymore.
Tanya Namiyachi, we also learned in a Braisa. Like this, what Rabbi Yochanan taught. So we learned in this brisa, Mahin Meviyim Min Amosaros. What do you do with the extra karbanos from one year to the next? The answer is kayetz. The brisa says you bring adornment to the altar. Kibno shuach la mizbeach. It's like a person who has figs. You know, he has sweet things at the end of the meal. So it's like putting figs on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? How do you put figs on a mizbeach ever? But doesn't the verse say, ki chol sor v'chol dvash lo saktir mimenu yishel Hashem, that you can't offer anything which was leavened or anything which is sweet on the mizbeach? So anything honey can't go on the mizbeach. Tani Reb Chanina, that's not what the Braisa means, that you literally put figs on the Mizbeach. What the Braisa means is, kivno shuach la'adam. Just like when a person is full at the end of a meal, he wants to eat a piece of cake, because for sweets, he makes room. So too, when we have karbanos, and we've fulfilled all that we're supposed to bring from this year, we have extras. The extras are like the sweet things. What does that mean? Then bring some more olos. That's what we call kayetz ha-Mizbeach. It's just saying that these are more things that are brought onto the Mizbeach. Darash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda. Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda taught, Ein mekitzin ba'ol asof. This idea that we keep the Mizbeach busy, what we call kayetz ha-Mizbeach, the dessert of the Mizbeach with parbanos ola, that's true olos of animals, not bird olos. Amar Rava, Sarava said, ha-burcha. This is a made-up law. How do you know, Rav Nachman, that you can't bring birds to keep the Mizbeach busy?
But you cannot.
Right, how do you know that? So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak l'Rava, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to Rava, my burchasa, why do you call it a made-up law? Anam rita niale, I said it to Rav Nachman. Umishmed Rav Simi mina harda rita niale, and I taught it to Rav Nachman in the name of Rav Simi from the harda. To Amar Rav Simi mina harda, because Rav Simi from the harda explained, Mosros l'nidvas tzibur azli, the extra karbanos of 1 year are brought as gifts of the community. Ein ola sof ba betzibur. Ein ola sof betzibur. Rashi explains why. Ein ola sof is never a communal sacrifice. It says in Torah's Konim, v'hikriv min ha-torim. We know that there's a difference between communal language and singular language. Communal language of Hebrew would be v'hikrivu. That's the plural. V'hikriv is lashon yachid. And he will bring from the birds, from the turtle doves. That means individuals bring birds, but not the community. So since Kayetz HaMizbeach is a communal obligation, it's communal sacrifices, communal olos, so it can't be birds serving in that role. Okay. New idea. We went back. Let's remember, Rabbi Yochanan said that according to Rabbi Shimon, if you have leftover karbanos tamid, at the end of the year, they themselves are brought as kayetz ha-mizbeach. Leftover chatos, they couldn't be brought themselves. Their money ends up becoming olos for kayetz ha-mizbeach. V'yav Shmuel sabra lahad Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel also agrees with this idea of Rabbi Yochanan. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Am Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, karbanos tzibur, when you have communal sacrifices, Sakin moshachtan lemashehein. The knife establishes what they were. So let's say you had a tamid. So since they were separated to be a tamid, which is an ola, so then they will end up coming as an ola. They'll end up coming as a olas nedava. Tanami hachri also learned in a brisa like this idea of Rabbi Yochanan. Umodu Rabbi Shimon b'sair. Rabbi Shimon agrees that if you have a goat and a chatas, shim lo kara baregel, that if it wasn't brought on Yom Tov because it went missing, you could Rosh Chodesh, you could then bring it on Rosh Chodesh. Im lo kara Rosh Chodesh, if it wasn't brought on Rosh Chodesh, you could Yom Kippur, you could bring it on Yom Kippur as part of the chatas. Im lo kara Yom Kippur, you could baregel. If you didn't bring it on Yom Kippur, you could bring it again on Sukkis. Im lo kara baregel zeh, you could baregel acher. Why? Because it was supposed to be an offering that was supposed to be on the outer altar. So now it's being brought on the outer altar. So you see, the Rabbi Shimon says that the offering will still be offered on the outer altar because it was dedicated for the outer altar. So too, when you have a karban tamid, so it's true, it's dedicated as a karban tamid, but a karban tamid is really an ola. So if you can't bring it as a tamid, so fine. So bring it as an ola, as kayetz ha-mizbeach. It's still somewhat similar, just like according to Rabbi Shimon, you can bring your chatas as part of the on the outer altar. You can bring the chatas as part of the outer altar, even though this wasn't dedicated for this day. But it's still somewhat similar. All right. So that completes this discussion about these issues. Now we go back to the Mishnah. In the Mishnah said, if somebody deliberately contaminates the temple, then he gets atonement through the goat that goes in the inner sanctum. Al zadon tumas mikdash v'kadasha, for deliberate contamination of the temple or the sacred object. Saranasa bifnim, the goat that goes into the kodesh hakadashim, v'yom kippurim, together with Yom Kippur, mechap and olav, create atonement. Ask the Gemara, minani mili, how do we know this, that the goat that goes inside creates atonement? Says the Gemara, the Tanur Abana, we looked in a Braisa, it says about the goat that goes into the Kodesh HaKadashim, V'chiper lakodesh mitum os b'nei Yisrael. It will atone on the sanctuary from the impurities of the children of Israel. Umipish ehem l'chol chatosam, and from their crimes for all of their mistakes. So pshayim elam radim. When you talk about a pesha crime, you're talking about something deliberate, some rebellion. So it must be that he walked in on purpose. Similarly, we have a verse. Melech Moav Pashabi, the king of Moav rebelled against me. So that is deliberate. For Omer, we have another verse. Az Tifsha Livna Bo'e Sahi. The city Livna will then rebel at that time against the king of Yehuda. So Pshia is a rebellion. Then it goes on to say, not only l'chol pishayhem, it's also l'chol chatosam. What is chatosam? Chatos or shgagos. That atones for mistakes. So as we saw, that the goat that goes inside atones for the mistake of knowing he was impure and then forgetting, and he doesn't yet know after. V'chein omer, as the verse says, nefesh kisechta b'shgaga, a soul that will sin by mistake. Then the Mishnah went on and said, Al Shara Averos Shebatorah, and all the other Averos of the Torah, Hakalos, Vachamuros, the light sins, the severe sins, Hasdonos, Vashgagos, the deliberate sins, the mistaken sins, the Sar Mishnaleach creates the atonement. So the Gemara asks, Hainu Kalos, light sins, is Asei and Lotasei. Chamuros, the severe sins, is Krisos and Misas Bezdin. Hoda is Mazid. Lo Hoda, he wasn't informed, is Shogig. So why does the Tana have to keep repeating all these things? Yeah. So Rav Yehuda explained, Hachi Kamar, this is what the Tana means to say. Ashar Averos Shabbatorah, for all the other Averos of the Torah, not the contamination of the temple, Bein kalos, bein chamuros, whether they are small sins, big sins, bein shasan b'shogeg, whether he did it by mistake. Let's say he ate a piece of meat, he doesn't know if it was kosher or not, so he has to bring an ashim talui. Bein shasan b'mezer, he did something on purpose, he knew something was not kosher and he ate. Osan shasan b'shogeg, things that he did by mistake, bein shenoda los feikon, whether he was informed that he had gotten himself into this problematic situation. Or maybe even if he wasn't informed that he had gotten himself into a problematic situation, for all these things, Yom Kippur atones with the Sar Lazazel, Sar Mishtaleach. Ve'eluhein Kalos, these are the examples of light sins. Asein Alotasei. Eluhein Chamuros, these are the severe sins. Krisos, Umisos, Bezdin, a sin that deserves Kares or death. Asks the Gemara, Hayasei Heichidami, what's this case of a lack of a mitzvah saseh that the Sar Mishtaleach will atone for? Idlo avad tshuva, if he hasn't done tshuva, zevach rishayim toeva. So then there's a rule that the offering of the wicked is an abomination. Idlo avad tshuva, if he did do tshuva, so then kol yom anami. So then every day, once he did tshuva, he already got an atonement. Right? If he didn't do tshuva, how could he bring a carbon? He's a sinner. The Tanya is written in a brisa, Avraham mitzvah sasei v'asa tshuva lo zaz mishamat shemochun lo. If he violates mitzvah sasei and he does tshuva, right away he's forgiven. So Reb Zera said, we're talking about Ba'omid b'mirdo. He hasn't yet done tshuva. So then how could he even be part of the Sar Lazazel? It's zevach reshoim to'eva. For Rebbe, but this is the view of Rebbe, who says that the day itself of Yom Kippur already takes him away from being Zevach, takes him out of the status of Zevach Rishoyim To'eva. The Tanya is written in a Brisa, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Al kol averos shebatorah, all the averos of the Torah, bein asa tshuva, bein lo asa tshuva, even if he didn't do tshuva, Yom HaKippurim mechaper, Yom HaKippurim already creates atonement, chutz miporek ol, except for someone who rejects the existence of God, Megala panim b'Torah, someone who speaks brazenly with chutzpah against the Torah, who mayfir bris b'basar, who violates bris milah. Because these sins, shemasa tshuva yom kippur machaper, if he repents, Yom Kippur will atone for him. But if he didn't repent, en yom kippur machaper, Yom Kippur will not atone.